Paragraph base. Now Rav Nosson Sal explains, v'zeh b'chinas bitul ho'isur. This is the concept of nullifying something that's unkosher. Ki gam ho'isur shehu ha'klipa yochoil lehistaken o lehishapech leheter alidei b'chinas bitul. Because this forbidden thing, this non-kosher thing, which is klipa, can be fixed and can be turned around to become something kosher through this process called bitul. Ki bechinas aye hanal shom hu bechinas bitul kayadua. Because this level called aye is associated with bitul, as is known. We mentioned before that the spheres, let's say chochma and bina. When we speak about chochma and bina, we're talking about consciousness. We're talking about a person thinking and using their brain. And when we talk about keser, we're talking about going above consciousness, beyond consciousness. For example, we spoke about chochma and bina. We said that the nekuda for chochma was pasach, because chochma, the light is, the door is open already. The light is open; it's available. Whereas in keser, the light is closed, hidden. When a person is awake and they're thinking and they're talking, the chochma is at play. When a person goes to a level above that, they go to a level, a spiritual level, which can't be put into words. It's something so high that it can't be expressed into words. That's the keser. That's this aye. That's called bitul. Bitul means nullify, because again, it's beyond, it's above consciousness. It's above anything I can put into words. It's above anything I can even think about, I can rationalize. Ki hi bechino elyoino, because this is the high, the top level. Bechinas ayin. Sometimes it's referred to as ayin. Ayin means nothingness. Ubechina zu, hainu bechinas aye, shu bechinas bereshis, maimar sosum, hu bechinas oir poshut, she'ein boy shum tziur. This level called aye, ayin, maimar sosum, all of these, Rav Nosson Zal says, this represents a light of Hashem that has no shape or form whatsoever. Kishom hu bechinas bitul hayeshus vahatmunos. There we're talking about a level where there's no substance, there's no shape or form or substance, physical, you know, no, it's beyond that, it's above that. Ve'ein shom shum tziur klal. There is no shape whatsoever. When we get to chochma and bina, as we've discussed in the past, chochma is on the right, bina is on the left. Chesed is on the right. When we talk about keser, there is no right and left. There's no shape. There's no form. It's a pure light. It's just light without any shape or form to it, in a sense. Rak hashinui hu lefi hamekablim. The only aspect of it where it takes on any shape or form or anything is based on the ones who are receiving it. Just like lahavdil, we know an example of this is water. You have water, let's say. Water is something that on its own has no shape or form. It'll take the shape or form of whatever you put it into, right? So lahavdil, we're talking about the light of keser. We're talking about something that's not physical at all. We're talking about something which, even in the spiritual realm, we say chochma has a certain place. It's on the right. Bina has a certain place. It's on the left. Keser is ayin. It's nothingness. It's something above. There's no concept of right or left there. Ki kishenim shach bechina zeh ho'oyer shumay mar sosum. Because when this light of the Maimar Sosum is drawn into the revealed statements of creation, when the light of Keser flows into Chachma, Bina, Da, these lower ones, Ki Kula Mekabla Mimenu, because all the ones below it receive from it. Azai Nizgale Kevoido Yisborach, then the Kovoid of Hashem becomes revealed. In Keser, it's closed, it's hidden, can't see anything. When the light filters down and it comes to lower levels, There it starts being revealed. Like we said, Chachma is Pasach. That's where things start opening up. Because the more that those other nine statements of creation draw and connect to that top level of creation, which is the Maimar Sosim, the Ayeh, they're able to reveal more and more the kavod of Hashem. That's when chachma, bina, chesed, that's when those guys are drawing the light. When they draw from keser, then as the light filters down to them, it starts taking on shape and form, and it starts becoming visible. And it starts becoming being able to be used by the Jewish people, Torah, mitzvahs, all kinds of good things. However, when the sitra achra draws from that keser, because they're also plugged in there, they're also drawing from there, and their ability to draw is based on the hiddenness of Hashem. It's based on how close the light is. Because we said from what's visible, from what's obvious, they're not allowed to draw. Hashem won't let them draw from, because then they can do major damage. Hashem only allows them to receive from the hiddenness of Hashem. Because of the fact that this statement of creation is so super hidden, to the greatest degree of hiddenness, that's what gives them the ability to draw their nourishment from it. Because the sitra achra is referred to as idols, atheism, non-belief. V'yinikosom mehastoras kvoide yisborach. And their ability to draw energy comes from the hiddenness of Hashem. Whenever Hashem is not visible, they're able to draw energy. That gives them strength. That gives them energy. The moment Hashem becomes visible, they can't receive from that. Vazai, and therefore, the more they become stronger, the more the sitra achra draws more and more energy and light from this maimar sosum, azai nister venelam kvod yisporach b'yoser. Hashem's kovod becomes more and more hidden. The more the sitra achra tries to draw, Hashem closes up more tight to protect, that the sitra achra shouldn't draw too much. By the way, again, current events. One of the examples of this Maimar Sosum that we're going to have in a few days is Megillas Esther, the Megillah of Esther, which has no mention of Hashem in it, no mitzvahs in it, doesn't seem to talk about religion at all. Just story, straight story, no religion, no Hashem in it, just about. And yet, Rav Nosson Zal explains in one place in Hilchot Halachos, the Megillah is Maimar Sosum. It's the top, it's the keser, it's the highest light possible. That's why the Gemara says in Megillah, Mevatlin Talmud Torah, to go hear the Megillah. We stop learning, everything steps aside. And it's from this Megillah Sester that there was the greatest revelation of Hashem's light. Because by the Jews reaching out to Hashem, as it says there, Mordechai Tzadik went to them and told them, guys, this is it. If we don't do something drastic, it's all over for the Jewish people. And it says they cried, they reached out to Hashem, and Mordechai Tzadik, Vayizak Zo'oko Gedoylo Moramoid, he cried out to Hashem from the depths. What were they crying? They were crying, I am Hashem, where are you? Where are you? There's an Achashverosh, there's a Haman, Hashem is gone. They've done away with Hashem. They're in charge. Where's Hashem? Who's Hashem? And from that came, when the Ayah goes into effect, from that the Jews rebounded. They sprang up to the greatest Aliyah possible, to the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash and all kinds of tremendous things that came out of it. That's what Purim is all about. Purim is an example of this ayah, where again, what do we do on Purim? We drink, we eat, we laugh, we dress up in costume. Where's the Yiddishkeit? Where's the Judaism? Where's the learning? Where's the, you know? The answer is that Purim represents this Maimar Sosum, which is the ultimate weapon, you know, the highest level of light that's able to fix what needs to be fixed in the lowest of places. Ki be'emes, Rav Nosson Zal says, ki be'emes les machshava tfisa be'klal. The truth is, we cannot understand Hashem whatsoever. We can't fathom Hashem whatsoever with our brains, with our consciousness. We have no way of relating to Hashem other than through His actions, through His creations. Kemuva, as is brought in Sforim. Dahainu al yedei klal habriya, meaning, what do we mean by Hashem's creations, Hashem's action? Through the creation, shehi yesh me'ayin, the creation which was something from nothing. Right? It started in the beginning, there was ayin, there was nothingness, and then there was yesh. V'alkein al yedei klal habriya, sheyesh bohem hisgalus kvod yisborach. Therefore, through the entire creation, which has Hashem's kavod revealed in it, bechinas asorim amoris senal, meaning based on the 10 statements, shehem hisgalus kvod yisborach, which are the manifestation and the display of Hashem's kavod, aydeze nizgale v'nizgadel kvod yisborach. That's how Hashem's kavod is revealed and elevated. Because it's impossible for us to relate to Hashem other than through this. Again, to Ayin, we can't relate. We can't connect to Ayin. We have no connection to it. It's only by Hashem taking the Ayin and bringing it down into Yesh and formatting a world with trees and animals and birds and fruit and all of these things. That's what gives us a way to connect Hashem, to relate Hashem. Aval kishehem yoinkim chas v'sholom. However, when they draw energy, when they draw power, this other side, v'yinikosom hurak mehahastora v'haloma, and as we said earlier, their ability to draw is dependent on the hiddenness of Hashem. Alkein, kol ma shehem izgabrim b'yoseh hasashon. Therefore, the more they get stronger, nistar v'ne'elam kvod yisborach b'yoseh, Hashem's kavod goes deeper and deeper into hiding. Because the sitra achra is synonymous with the hiddenness of Hashem, burying Hashem, hiding Hashem, putting Hashem in the closet. That's what the sitra achra is all about. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zeh b'chinas, with this we could understand a very famous statement in the Gemara. Kol horoidei fachar ha-kovoid, ha-kovoid boireich mimenu. Any person who chases after kovoid, after honor, he's seeking respect and honor, the respect and honor will run away from him. Ki horoidei fachar ha-kovoid, zeh b'chinas avoide zora. Because one who chases after kovoid, a person who wants kovoid, that's an idol. That's an idol. That's idol worship. Because kavod is Hashem. Kavod belongs to Hashem. We just quoted the Gemara earlier that the whole reason for creation, kol ma shebor HaKadosh Baruch Hu ilamoy, lo yibroi elo lichvoidoi. Everything Hashem created, He created for His kavod. Now, you who are one of Hashem's creations, who was created for one purpose, lichvoidoi, for His kavod, suddenly you wake up one day and you say, one second, who's he? What about me? And the person starts looking at himself as an entity unto himself, not realizing that he is zero, he is nothing. He is simply a manifestation of Hashem's kavod. The minute the person wants to take kavod for himself, he's taking Hashem's jacket. He's taking Hashem's... Hashem Moloch Geus Lovish. The Levush of Hashem, the garment of Hashem is Kovoy. You're taking, that's called idol, that's Avodah Zorah. Ki Kol HaMizgoe keilu oived avodah zarah. The Gemara actually says in Sota Davdala, a person who has arrogance, it's as if he worshipped an idol. Which idol? Him. He's the idol. He's saying that it, in other words, Hashem said, there's only me, there's only Hashem. Now this guy comes along and says, Hashem, guess what? There's a new guy in town. It's the two of us. It's you and me, Hashem. That's what he's saying. The minute a person doesn't realize that there is no me, there is no I, there's only one I, Anochi Hashem Alekecha. Hashem, that's the, we are just part of Hashem. We are here to serve Hashem, to respect Hashem, to acknowledge Hashem, nothing else. V'alkein, kol ma sheroidev b'yoyser achar kvoid atzmai. And therefore, the more the person chases after personal glory, personal kavod, he's not looking for Hashem's kavod. Hey, I want to be respected. I have it, my house, my wealth, my car, my money, my business. I built up this business, and therefore I deserve to be respected. I built this family. I'm the one who had these kids. It's my kids and my, all of that. I, my stuff, you know. Shehu b'chinas avodah zarah. Therefore, the more a person runs after personal kavod, which is avodah zarah, hakavod boireach mimeno. Because when the person does that, he's showing he's setra achra. He's the other side. There's two. It's Hashem and him. When there's Hashem and you, what does Hashem do? Hashem clams up. Hashem closes up. The kavod runs away from the person. Ki hakavod digdusha boireach umestalek mimeno. What happens is the holy kavod runs away from him and goes into hiding. Ki einoi mekabel chius mikovoi dikdusha. Because this person can no longer be plugged into, can no longer be drawing energy from kovoid, from kovod of kedusha, bibchinas, as the pasuk says, uchevoidi laachar loyetein. Hashem says, my kovoid to the other I will not give. So if you're the other, you ain't getting any of my kavod. So if you do have kavod, if your name is in the newspaper, isn't it? It's not kvod Hashem. It's something else entirely. Ve'ein lo chius rak mebchinas histalkus hakavod. And this person now is drawing his energy, his life, from the disappearance of Hashem's kavod, from the hiddenness of Hashem's kavod. Mebchinas ha'astoro shalamayim rasosom. From the hiddenness of that first statement of creation, shubchinas bricha sakovoid, which is the absence, the seeming absence of kovoid, ki hu sosum venelam betachles hastora, because it's closed up and hidden to the greatest degree of hiddenness that's possible.